This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. For $6,000, one lucky bidder went home with a Colorado license plate that reads, "Is it 420?" The Colorado Disability Funding Committee hosted the auction that raised more than $45,000 on marijuana-themed license plates, reports the Disability Scoop. The committee was created in 2016 and raises funds for organizations that support the disability community through license plate auctions. The committee auctioned 14 plates this year. Others read, "Bong, Green, and Stash." A pair of Colorado zoos are in the running for Best Zoo in North America. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The contest polls readers of USA Today in its Readers' Choice Awards after a panel narrows the field to 20 nominees. Cheyenne Mountain Zoo in Colorado Springs, which came in fourth last year, is up against zoos in New Orleans and Cincinnati, as well as the Denver Zoo. Both Colorado zoos are also nominated for Best Exhibit, the Predator Ridge in Denver, and the Rocky Mountain Wild Exhibit in Colorado Springs. Voting ends next month and winners are announced in June. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Two Delta County high schools will soon become one. In the fall, the new North Fork High School will bring together students from Hotchkiss and Paonia in the Hotchkiss campus. Officials have discussed a merger for decades. Students and community members voted on the North Fork name, as well as the school's new colors, black and red. You're tuned in to CPR News.